Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. senators will receive a classified briefing on February 15th on the suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down by the U.S. military. This, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The briefing will also include information on how the United States stacks up against China militarily. China is threatening what it calls further actions after the action off of the east coast of the United States Saturday. Haley Walsh took video from Myrtle Beach in the U.S. southern state of South Carolina.
It is not looking like a balloon anymore. It's falling, and the jet's going around on the left-hand corner.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists the craft was civilian and its flight an accident. The U.S. says the massive balloon was for surveillance and spent days crossing over sensitive military sites in North America.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip to that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome from South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal, for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he would participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a pope. Pope Francis wound up a peace mission to South Sudan on Sunday, urging the people to make themselves immune to the venom of hatred to achieve the peace and prosperity that have eluded them through the years of bloody ethnic conflicts. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities say they've taken steps to beef up security countrywide following a spike in political violence, banditry, and kidnapping ahead of the February 25th presidential election. VOA reporter Munachi Chucks shares the feeling of residents with this new security posture.
Yeah, there's apprehension in this city. People are worried, even though President Muhammadu Buhari have promised that everything will go right, that the security situation will be taken care of, and the elections, of course, will be free and fair. But yet, citizens are worried.
That's reporter Munachi Chuck speaking with Chinedu Afor from the Nigeria's capital city, Abuja. The Malian interim government on Sunday said the head of the UN peacekeeping mission's human rights division had 48 hours to leave the country as he had been declared persona non grata. In a statement, it said the decision to expel him was connected to his allegedly biased choice of civil society witnesses for UN Security Council briefings on Mali, the most recent of which was held January 27th. The Malian authorities have come under pressure for alleged human rights violations and abuses reportedly perpetrated by Malian armed forces in partnership with the Russian private military contractor Wagner Group in Mali. The UK Treasury has signaled that there is no money for defense despite recognizing the urgent need to rearm in the wake of Russia's war in Ukraine, Sky News reported on Sunday, citing defense sources. Britain will be unable to offer as many troops as NATO allies would expect to a major new force structure being drawn up by the alliance to bolster its defenses. Pakistan's former president, Pervez Musharraf, died Sunday following a prolonged illness at a hospital in Dubai after years in self-imposed exile. Rachel Faber of Reuters produced this report.
Pervez Musharraf, who ruled Pakistan for nearly a decade during the critical years of the American war against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, died in a hospital in Dubai on Sunday. Musharraf, a former general who seized power in a bloodless coup in 1999, appeared alongside American President George W. Bush less than a month after Al-Qaeda terrorists used jetliners to attack New York City and Washington, and pledged himself as part of a coalition to defeat the militant Islamists and the Afghan Taliban sheltering them. His family said Musharraf was suffering from a rare organ disease called amyloidosis and was admitted to the hospital last year after he became critically ill.
That's Rachel Faber of Reuters. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.